is listening to Fox News.
Hey, Mohammed.
Hey, Mohammed.
Tell them who we are.
Well, we're big jihadists and we love explosives. We're despised everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
Hiding in our caves where we sit and wait till it's time for our vest to blow.
Right.
Cause we got a yearning for our 70 virgins, but the thrill we want to know. We can impress Allah in our best pajamas on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover? Stone. Be the envy of all my Muslim brothers.
Yeah. We were just reenacting what happened. And you heard during Fox News they got number two. And the first thing I thought of was Robert Wagner in the Austin Powers movies. Number two.
Yeah.
Wow. So we got the first and second. Anybody else want to be the turd in that group?
We can add to the list.
Absolutely. Take them all out and, I mean, just blow them into unrecognizable parts. That's what I say.
Well, you know, the problem is that part of the country has always been at war. It's probably always going to be at war. And I don't know that we can stop any of that on, you know, us going over there. That we can stop it. I know we have to look out for American interest and things like that, and of course we're dependent upon a lot of the oil from that part of the world. But
Larry,
they've been fighting for a long time.
Here again, how about some consistency from the lefties in the world? During the 70s, they wanted us out of Vietnam. They wanted they didn't want wars, et cetera, et cetera. And so we got a president who not only takes care of the enemy, you know. There's your final result. They're both dead, one and two. And he said, these wars have been going on forever, and I don't want us involved in them. And they still can't bring themselves. They're even mad that he said this guy died like a coward, you know, that he was crying and, you know, in fear for his life. Al-Baghdadi is dead as a doornail, quote unquote. So what's wrong with that? Now they not respect for the dead for this great Islamic scholar. I don't get it.
Was it Clinton, a Mrs. How quickly I forget her name, Hillary? Wasn't she the one that talked about how we should just love them into liking us?
Yes.
They really believe that can be done, too. We'll do it with kindness. No, you can't do it with kindness. These people are going to hate you. They hate... If you want to give up your lifestyle, if you want to embrace their lifestyle and their religion, they'll like you.
This is what baffles me about these Trump haters. Hey, you don't have to like him. It's not a popularity contest. But take a look at the results. The market finishing at new highs again today. Mm-hmm. It's up almost, 50% bigger than it was when he took office. And in spite of not only complete and total lack of cooperation from the Democratic Party, there's a lot of Republicans like Mitt Romney. What happened
to that man?
I'll tell you what, the people in Utah have wised up because he's polling underwater there, along with Mike Lee.
Good.
I don't know what gets into them. What happens when they get to D.C., but they change and they get sucked into that. What are all the calls about? Did I say something bad?
No. There's a Clyde on line one just trying to call Rusty. I mean, trying to call Larry.
Oh, it's probably Clyde from Slap Out.
Clyde from Slap Out?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this here Harry Bevin?
That's Larry Stevens.
Oh, man. Hey, I thought Harry Bevins was on, but I talked to you, too.
Okay.
I didn't know you were still on the radio. When did you get out?
A couple of weeks ago.
You on there with Craig Buttle there. He's a pretty good old fella.
He's a pretty good guy, yeah.
Yeah, we get up there and turn the aerial around where we can pick him up. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
But, Mr. Bevins, you remember my pet mouse?
Your pet mouse?
You know, I had a pet mouse. We called him Squeaker.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to let you know he passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, he got caught in a trap. Couldn't walk out.
Sounds like an Elvis song.
Yeah. I thought the same thing there, Craig. That's what I did. All right, then, y'all take care. Oh, by the way, service is next Thursday. And he's requested that you make a donation of cheese to the NRA. That's the National Rat Foundation there.
Okay, there
all
you
right,
go.
We'll see you.
All right. All right.
Why do I have an appetite for corn? All of a sudden. All right, now, Rosie, let me... And I want Larry to be impressed with some of the features we've added to this show over the years.
Ooh.
We use this to get everybody's attention.
Okay. Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Yes, the listener called in Taylor Road northbound, where Taylor Road crosses I-85, 3-car accident.
Taylor Road northbound, where it crosses 85. Okay.
There's a 3-car accident.
That's a great place for a wreck at 407.
Can't beat that location.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, if you really want to inconvenience as many people as possible, today, almost every day, I'm behind somebody at a red light. The light changes, and I look, and they're fiddling with something.
They're on their phones.
On their phones, or decide, hey, here's a good time to detail the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give them 3 full seconds. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. And then the friendly toot, not the one that's going to inspire road rage.
It's exactly.
Like, hey, wake up, knucklehead. We'd all like to continue going where we're going. And that's becoming so commonplace.
Well, I think with all of our devices, and I wish we would get the law they have in Georgia. You can't even have it in your hand. You can't have it on, laying in your lap. It has to be in the sitter console, can be mounted. You're able to touch one button to answer the phone.
Right.
Otherwise,
that's what I have.
If you can do, a voice call dialing, like on my car, I just say, call Greg Budell, and it'll call you just like that.
And when you call me, I always answer.
You do answer.
I don't do that for everybody.
But I would not mind seeing that here, because they've made a pretty stiff fine.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that at Taylor in 85, they've done a lot of work, because that was a horrible mess at about 5 o'clock, but they've opened it up a lot.
Yeah.
And the other one is, how long is it going to take to get the Eastern Boulevard at 85 finished?
It's starting to take shape.
Something is happening now.
But you were here. You were here when all of this started getting done. And I'd like to know what drugs they were taking when they laid out 85 in such close proximity to Eastern Boulevard. And Perry Hill, they had to redo that one as well.
Well, when I moved here, 85 stopped at the East Boulevard.
It did?
It came right to the East Boulevard, and that was it.
You're kidding.
From East Boulevard on, there was no interstate through Montgomery. 65 stopped north of Montgomery at the 31 exit north of Prattville.
No
35 coming from Mobile did end at the Western Boulevard. So you could get to the Western Boulevard, you'd have to get off, you'd have to travel through and go up past Prattville to get on 65. If you're going that way, you'd have to get over. If you're getting on 85, you'd have to come over to the east side of town. And so that's what Montgomery... I remember the first day that I drove down I-85 for the first time. They finally were able to hook up 65 through Montgomery. And
that's real well designed too.
But and you're right, that east, I don't know if they didn't look ahead, but I drive through Atlanta and there's constant construction, because I don't know, apparently they cannot think in advance that maybe our city is going to grow and we should do something in advance.
It's why I really am reticent to travel east, because it looks like they repaved Civil War buggy paths for roads. There's a left turn lane. The one you take is you're going west. I think at that point it's Carter Hill Road. At Carter Hill, to turn left by the Montgomery Country Club, there's a left turn lane that's about 10 feet long. And obviously all of that, they just embedded paved roads where Civil War paths or 19th century buggy paths used to be.
Well, if you're trying to get off the East Boulevard at Eastdale Mall, where you go down and other people are trying to come up and get in the same lane, and you've only got about 200 feet or 150 feet.
Yeah.
And you're merging. I mean, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
It is a trip.
Yeah.
The biggest achievement this year, if you're going south on Taylor Road to get on 85, they finally repaved the Ho Chi Minh Trail there. That was... I'm surprised they weren't handing out Don Duncan cards along because it was so bad. I kept waiting to hear a pop every single morning. Now that's nice and smooth.
Well, I became an Elmoron a few years ago, living up in Elmore County.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first went up there, it was a mess. I mean, because that county is really growing. You know, Elmore County is second largest county of the metro. And a lot of people live up there. There are a lot of rooftops, and the traffic is very strong. But, you know, they came in and they finally opened that road up, and it almost makes the trip home enjoyable now because you don't get that backup and that wait. I saw so many accidents.
We thought about Roz would like to be an Elmoran.
Well, you know, and
she married me.
Yeah, well, she's got you, so it doesn't matter. But we didn't intend to leave Montgomery. We weren't looking to leave Montgomery. When we were looking for another home, and kids growing up, and we were looking for something else, and they'd gotten out of school, and we just happened to find this place, and it had exactly what we were looking for up there in Blue Ridge. And so, you know, it's virtually like living in Montgomery. Literally, we're
on the
east side of Montgomery in 11 or 12 minutes. You know,
I'm glad we got to this because one of our favorite longtime listeners, Papa John, has I've been to a long time ago, wonderful place, deeper in Elmore County than you are. Wonderful house, big property, small farm, and he is retiring. I guess they're moving down to Florida. Lower Alabama, Florida?
Or close to it.
He has listed his house with Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group. It's a little over my price range. Actually, it's kind of a lot over my price range. But it is beautiful, and he listed it with Eddie. And if you want to see it, call Eddie at 322-0662. I'll see if I can get that posted on Facebook. That's a place I would give some serious thought to. But I work in radio, so there are limits.
I don't know. There's something about, you know, and where we live, of course, the yards are bigger, and they're not on top. You've been there.
You have the most amazing yard I've ever seen.
And it's quiet. You can sit out there in the evening, and especially in the summer, and the bugs and, you know, the noise of the night. And it's very relaxing.
The only thing that keeps your house from being a first-class resort escape is the valet parking. It's not there.
I know, and I'm working on that. I'm working on that one.
Maybe
the next time.
Clyde.
Yeah, we'll get Clyde to come, partner.
Ah, Clyde. Yeah, he's probably looking for work.
Yeah.
14 minutes after 4, Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. It's been a heck of a summer. Somebody asked if I would announce my electric bill when it comes out around November 15th or 16th. And yeah, of course I am. Yes, the weather has gotten colder, but Clark's saved me $190 in 1 month by coming out to do a tune-up and noticing that our outside coil was 90% clogged by grass clippings. I did not know that could happen, and now I know to shut off the unit when that area is being mowed. But they cleaned it out, did a tune-up on the inside coil as well, and my electric bill went $540 to $350. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's about $190. And I was thrilled. And there was no cool weather during that time. So it was just simply addressing that one situation. As I say, you get a Clark's Club membership. A, you get the urgent care that I got. They were out within an hour of my phone call and had the results done by the end of that day. So it all went into effect immediately. When you have an AC issue or a plumbing issue, that's how I met Clark's. I went splashing through the living room and thought, that shouldn't happen.
No.
So one of their trucks was in the cul-de-sac. And that was my first, and they came right over and shut the water off and then eventually replaced the tank. So they're great. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and, you know, they're the kind of people when they come and do a work at your house, you want them to stay for dinner. Call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours. Which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. The vehicle of a missing Auburn College student was found in Montgomery Friday night. Authorities say Anaya Blanchard's Honda CRV was found at the Park Place Apartments off Atlanta Highway. The 19-year-old was reported missing last Thursday. Police say the vehicle is damaged, but as of now, there are no signs of foul play. If you have any information, call Auburn Police. Montgomery residents now have a new sports bar and restaurant. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway, opened its doors to the public today. The restaurant will serve a variety of Cajun foods along with burgers and chicken. The new business will provide at least 200 jobs to Montgomery. A traffic alert to pass along, CSX has closed Terminal Road from Day Street Road to Mobile Road to allow crews to resurface the tracks. Officials anticipate this portion of Terminal Road will reopen early Tuesday. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas weather.
Well, hi, everybody. More weather changes are on the way as a series of disturbances move this way. For tonight, cloudy. Periods of light rain developing by later on tonight. Overnight low temperature 62. Tomorrow, good chance of showers around from time to time. High 75. Wednesday and Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, and that will continue through Halloween night as a cold front moves through the state. Then much cooler air Friday as we begin the first weekend in November. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Is here, but you still have a chance for spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Ooh, looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape, or Zorro without the mask, or Batman on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape? You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for our plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be. Bleh, bleh.
Time for traffic.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident to report on I-65 right at the West-South Boulevard exit, right there where the TA Travel Center is located. It is a minor accident. You should be able to get around it, but use caution. We have busy traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Eastern Boulevard is building. We got a lot of traffic on Madison and Atlanta Highway headed outbound this afternoon as well. Drive carefully. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Oh, no. And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to roll call.
Go
in the presence
it.
Of Larry Steven.
Go
do
for it.
I'm nervous.
Hi-oh!
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
This is so stupid.
You got to have something.
They say can't hang.
If you want to be with me.
What? I don't know.
Nothing from nothing leaves
you
nothing.
You guys suck.
You got to have something.
Bite me.
If you want to be with me.
I am pre-menopause.
There she is. The cradle robber.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
What's wrong with you?
And I'm not stopping.
Here's a tool.
Believe you me.
There's a sale at pennies.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier in the war of poverty.
I'm not wearing any pants. Bill, metal oven.
portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Juvenile, stupid, asinine, and very stupid.
You're not going to amount to jack squat!
None of your business!
You are a liar, a thug, and a drunk.
Oh, a funny man.
That's kind of a show.
Awesome!
Nothing from nothing beats nothing.
You're gorgeous!
Tongue.
This thing is nuts, man.
You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
I know you're probably half gooned on Percocet.
Yeah.
I'm with the king.
Gotta have something.
Long live the king, Larry Stevens.
See, now, I'm so impressed because I always thought this was pre-produced.
No.
But
no.
Now I know it's not.
No, it's
and
live.
And that is phenomenal.
You know,
it's
funny. We've been doing these little focus groups with our listeners, do them at the pizza place and at Baumhauer's on Wednesday because I want to know what people like and don't like. I mean, it's the best way to find out. Ask the people that you know listen. And a lot of people thought that was, no, it's live. It keeps my hands young. And they're soft and young.
They are supple, I can tell you.
Yes. I told him I watch him like he's like a heart surgeon when he's on that board.
Yeah.
And his concentration.
For my next trick, I will remove Larry's spleen, but you'll have to wait for that. This is Jimmy Lane.
Yes.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. I just wanted to let you know, I'm in my 50s now, and I have listened to you all of my life. And radio in Montgomery will never be anything like the Wake Up Crew used to be.
That was quite an assembly of people back at that time.
And the people that came and went and stayed around and that were, you know, there for years it was just phenomenal.
Yeah. By the way, I married Elaine. My wife.
Oh, yeah?
My wife was Elaine. She was from Virginia. She was a Virginia Lane, so, but.
Well, we're probably not related.
Probably not then, yeah.
And I remember the one thing that always sticks out, because I'll still say this sometimes, is the bit y'all used to do where it sounded like the guy would call in and say, I got a comment.
Yeah.
Go ahead with your comment, sir. And it would be something way off the wall.
I'm a boy broke my chainsaw.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. Okay, thanks.
I want to say I was so fortunate because there were so many talented people who came through Montgomery, and they would hook up and come in and do the morning show. And some of them had no radio experience, and they were, you know, Rusty was one of those guys that you've used here. There was another, you remember, were you around when Mort the janitor was with me?
Yes.
Mort, the guy who did Mort and several other voices, never been in radio. And he walked in one day, and he said, he was driving a bread truck, and he had been in prison. He had been an assistant manager at a Hardee's or something, and had just walked away with the day's receipts one evening. Ended up coming back, turning himself in. He went to prison, model prisoner, got out. But this guy had never been in radio, but he came in and he was just hilarious.
Our careers are so parallel in that regard.
Yeah.
Same thing, and Jimmy's right. Radio will never be like it was then when we had individual ownerships and competition. You had to have the best talent, make sure you're playing the best music, and you knew who your target listener was. And now that's why I love it here. It's one of the last places anywhere in America where they celebrate talent and let you do what you need to do to build an audience. Mm-hmm. So I'm very.
I just have one other question.
I think our morning show, though, does come close to.
I'd have to say I'm glad you weren't in the market when I was on the air. I'm gonna tell you right now.
Nah.
There's something I'm thankful. What were you want to say, Jimmy?
How did you let Mark Thompson get away?
It wasn't. I tried to keep him.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I'll tell you, he was working for me, and making pretty good money for Radio Montgomery, Alabama. And he was offered a job in Birmingham. Of course, you know, Mark had his eye on big things. And I remember calling him in, and I said, if you'll just stay with me through the ratings. We were in the middle of a ratings sweep. And we were gonna almost double his salary just to keep him, you know, for that time. Then I said, when you're through, I'll help you find a job in some major market. And he decided he wanted to go to Birmingham. And, of course, in retrospect, it was an outstanding move. The man went up, became a star, ended up in L.A. forever and a day.
Yeah.
That's right.
But, I mean, he was one of the true stars that came through Montgomery, Alabama. From the day I met him, I knew this guy was going to be big.
Yeah, and he was. He was big in Montgomery to begin with. He had a phenomenal radio show. I mean, it was something we listened to every afternoon, you know, without fail. So, anyway, we appreciate you.
All right, Jimmy.
I still love to hear your voice on the radio. Have a good day.
Thank you, friend.
We're going to have Larry on as many Mondays as he can spare. Let's visit with East of the Rockies.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Greg, I gotta stick up for you. You know, Larry did. He set the standard. We used to wake up to him. I would joke him when I'd see him at the fair. I'd say, you know, I used to wake up with you and my wife every morning, you know. But here's the thing. Your morning shows are just as good, in my estimation, because we don't have Paul Harvey anymore. And Larry, I used to build my day around Paul Harvey.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, but we've got Jay Scott and Random Facts. We've got Rich doing weather. I mean, it, you know, that has got to be one of the closest things. And I got to say, Larry, I appreciate everything you do, but, man, these guys are hitting it.
I wouldn't take anything away from Greg and the crew in the morning, because, and I agree with you. It's a group of very talented people, and I meant it. I'm glad that I didn't compete with them. And I'll tell you, of course, I had Rich Thomas on my show.
Yes, you were the guy before, that brought him in here, right?
Yeah, well. Way before Greg had him working with him. But, you know, Rich came in and worked on the radio and was became really well known. He ended up going to television because of it. But, yeah, I had some great talent in those years. Radio was a little different in those years. But I think the morning crew here, the people here, they're all very talented people.
Oh, yeah. Well, I really enjoy, and I love hearing your voice but from time to time on the commercials, but I depend on Blue Water for the kind of work that I do. I do service work, and so the traffic reports, Wendell, mm-hmm. the weather, you know, all of that, and the people that call in, I've been able to call in traffic reports, and that's something that it makes a difference in my day. Larry, I've asked you this before, but years and years ago, back in the 80s, there was a traffic report, and a pickup truck had been in an accident, and one of your guys just piped up, and I don't know who that was, but he piped up and said, "Is the dog all right?" And he got into trouble for that. Do you remember that incident?
Vaguely, I do. Vaguely, I do. And I don't know who that would have been if it was in the 80s.
Yeah, I don't know. That was funny.
It could have been Mark Thompson at the time. I think Birdman was still on one of the stations doing something at that time.
My
memory starts getting a little vague after a few years.
Yeah, I've got a steel trap mine and it's rusted shut.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great radio, guys. Y'all have a good afternoon.
Thanks a lot, bud.
East, we appreciate it. It's almost 4:30. We'll be right back. Larry Stevens in the house on Happy Hour.
Thank you for calling Tire City. This is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling 4 tires for the price of 3.
Absolutely. Buy 3 tires, get the 4th free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe so.
Buy tires, expert service, Tire City.
Sale ends October 31st.
The Capital City Club invites you to the first ever Fur Ball. Enjoy a night dressed to the nines as you celebrate and support canines, felines, and all our furry friends. Along with scrumptious food and breathtaking views, enjoy a silent auction and a live art auction like no other. The twist? Hidden paw prints. This event is open to the public, with a portion of the proceeds going to the Montgomery Humane Society. Get your tickets at classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery and join us for the Fur Ball, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, not for sale to minors. Website restricted to adults 21 and over.
I'd been smoking for a while. I tried vaping when it first came out. It just didn't work for me. But recently, I tried MyBlue and it actually gave me the nicotine satisfaction I was looking for. MyBlue is easy to use and it lasts all day. I even like having the different flavors and nicotine options. It's nice having a choice. I think other smokers will be surprised by MyBlue. I certainly was.
And right now, try MyBlue for $1 at select retailers or MyBlue.com.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Only at Wendy's.
Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
That was scary, but fun scary.
You must all bow down to the almighty Cornholio.
Hey, you're welcome to see the dynamic duo anytime.
Where's Bruce Wayne?
Mr. Wayne is not at home, sir.
You've been detected and recorded. Leave immediately.
Look at the time.
It's 4:32, and I'm in a good mood.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
I got great scores from the judges on the roll call today.
Absolutely.
Richard Taylor, James Gillespie, 9.9s.
Wow.
What I've done, Larry, when I do that little exercise with the keys, even Rusty Aldrich says that was Halloweenylicious. That's not a number, but Mike gave me a 9.9. Chuck Courtney gave me a 9.9. I am humbled by all of this.
I gave you a 10.
You can't, because okay, when I get the 10, I'm done.
9.9995.
Fine. But don't worry. I was on a roll, and then last week I had that one that got all butchered up, and you just never know with these
but
things.
But you even got a 10 on that one. LaDonna gave you a 10 on that one. I sent you a text.
Oh, I'm
yes,
talking about the one where I went to hit a key and what I thought was there was not.
Yeah.
That's the one that is now occupied by this idiot.
I'm going to do a terrific show today because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
I have to tell you about something. Thanks for helping me remember this. It's somebody sent it to me on Facebook. There have been some pretty clever costumes. I just posted one about two little kids that are sitting in what is a fake claw machine. But there's a woman, and she's in her 40s, and she's got those touch lights over where her chest is.
Yes.
So she touches one, and it lights up, and touches the other, and it lights up. And then off to the side, walking into the camera, is her husband wearing a pair of antlers. Deer in the headlights.
Oh, no.
And it's so bad that it actually made me laugh out loud. I'm going to pull that up, and then I'll let you guys decide. You can vote, too, Seth. Seth Butler was hanging out with us. Well, we speak with David Grimes this afternoon. Hey, David. David.
All right. Well?
I don't know what happened there. David? Phone's on. Usually when nobody responds, it's my fault. I still have issues.
You had to mess up somewhere, right?
All right, well, I'll leave the line on hold. We can check back with him. While we're doing that, lots going on the road. Let's visit the traffic dungeon with Wendell.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, couple of accidents to tell you about. Minor accident, I-65 northbound at West South Boulevard. That's going to be at the TA Travel Center exit. Use caution there. We've also got an accident on Taylor Road at I-85, and traffic appears to be backed up from I-85 all the way past East Chase on back past Halcyon Boulevard. That's one of the reasons we call it the Heartburn Highway. You'll get through. It's going to take a couple of minutes. Elsewhere, 6585 through downtown, very busy. The boulevard is busy. A lot of traffic on Atlanta Highway outbound from downtown. Register now for a 37-week plumbing course at Trenum State Community College. Tuition and fees are covered by scholarship funds, 30 students only. So call Trenum State now, 420-4276. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll make them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's the annual Christmas Open House, November 1st through the 3rd at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Alabama's premier Christmas store, register to win door prizes, and enjoy complimentary treats, all while taking advantage of the best prices of the season. Save up to 50% off selected Christmas decor and pre-lit lifelike trees, wreaths, and garland. Shop pre-wrapped gifts, store-wide specials, and a huge selection of unique gifts for everyone on your list. Christmas Open House, November 1st through the 3rd at Southern Homes and Gardens.
436. Wouldn't you know, Eddie Bader found that clip for me.
Did he?
Yeah. That's Eddie. David Grimes, I believe, has returned to the phone.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Look, this is before you came in, Greg, but Larry will remember the moving finger having writ. You remember that, Larry?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Moving finger writes, and having writ moves on.
That's right. I forget who that was, but
Robert
I remember
Charles.
Yes.
That's right. That was in 1978 or 79, something like that.
Well, actually, I think Robert came here about 1970. I actually was promoted to program director of the station in October of 72, I think it was. And Robert, well, maybe it was October of 71, I can't remember. But it was shortly after that I needed a news person there. And Robert came in and interviewed, and he sounded like Paul Harvey to me. And
yeah.
He had that Paul Harvey sound. And so we brought him in, and he turned into quite the sensation. I mean, again, one of those, if you were around in those days, you remember that name and you remember him. He's hard to forget.
Right. He had that dry voice. I guess it's the best way to describe it, but it was very distinctive, like the Paul Harvey stigma, if you will, you know.
Well, he's the one that reported on the donkey that got caught in a cesspool, I think. I told you that story, didn't I?
Donkey got stuck in a cesspool?
Yeah, we were on the air one morning, and some guy was plowing, and his donkey is over in North Montgomery somewhere, and he fell in. They had to send the fire department to help get this donkey out. So Robert gets on the air, and he walked into me. He said, "I got to get that story on the air somehow." So it was news time. So I hit the news sounder. He comes on. News time is 9:55, and I'm Robert Charles. And he said, "Man, gets ass stuck in toilet." Details in a minute.
Oh, that's
and
hilarious.
We broke for a commercial. I'm on the floor.
Yeah.
And he came on. He says, "We have a man with his ass stuck in a toilet in North Montgomery. We're going to our jackass reporter, Jimmy Carter." You know, Jimmy's the entertainment guy that's been around, not the president. But,
right.
But anyway, Jimmy's doing a play-by-play of them getting this mule or this donkey out of a cesspool in North Montgomery. And that was, you know, Robert was always looking for something unusual. I mean, his news stories were never normal. He would always find the most bizarre things and put them on. And people would talk about them. They loved him. He could draw a crowd. I mean, a news guy, and he would draw a crowd wherever he went.
That was my last gig in Florida.
What's that, news?
Doing, but my boss, you may know the name Rob Sidney, he's been in Montgomery Consulting or something, but he let me put my stamp on it. I love to write, so I did, and eventually the station was number one all day long. It was one of those great uh-huh. Listen while you work stations. He was brilliant, but the morning show was never number one, but we were when I did my last show there.
Wow.
And I left because I got offered a ridiculous amount of money from an AM station. I knew it was a downgrade in terms of profile, but I had a daughter, and I needed the money.
Yep. And what year was that? I'm sorry, go ahead.
That was 2003.
I was going to say that was one of my first memories of radio in Montgomery with Robert Charles, Moving Finger.
David, it was great to hear from you, and we hope you call again soon. Now, this is the deer in the headlights thing on that screen there, Larry. I don't think that... Is that funny? Or am I just...
No, it is funny. I mean...
Am I just responding to my...
Are you 9 years old in fourth grade?
Of course we are. We're guys.
Yeah, we are.
All that stuff is funny to us.
I think it's funny, so I'm going to post it on Facebook.
Men are visual.
And then I'm going to post it. I'm going to post it with the comment, "Larry Stevens approved."
Okay,
that's like the good housekeeping of
there you go.
Local Facebook.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's funny.
Fred.
It's funny. Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, Larry?
Not much. How about you?
Nothing. First time I met you, you were doing a remote at a little convenience store, Magic Market or something there by the back gate of Gunner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think, you know, when I first came here, I got $10 to go to a 3-hour remote. And but, I used to do four of them a week and thought I was getting rich. Yeah.
By the way,
yeah, they you were talking. They were talking about the news guy a little while ago, and I was going to call with this story anyway. I was coming home one day from work, and he jumps in and goes, "Man, it's tree. Tree does not move. Man, is it critical condition in Jackson Hospital?"
Yeah, the tree does not move.
Yeah, it was.
He was quite the character.
Yeah, I agree. Anyway, man, it was great. A lot of great memories attached to you and 102 and HHY and Jackie Rabbit and all the characters.
Oh, yeah, Jackie Rabbit. Gosh, yeah.
I got a picture somewhere of 85, you were talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Standing on the bridge at the bypass.
Right.
Where it's the on-ramp heading south, I guess it would be. That's where it stopped.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there was an overhead shot of where they were taking, building the bridges going over where McDonough and Hull and Lawrence and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's I've been here too. I remember when Taylor and Vaughn were the stop sign.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, man. I can imagine how much fun that was.
Some farmers made some money out there on that land.
No, Greg, nobody was out there.
There was nobody.
You were in the country for sure.
You know, it was cows. And
it's interesting because even though a lot of that's built up, and Fred, thank you for the call, what still gets me is that I guess it's a farm that butts up against Vaughn Road with baseball hats on all the posts.
On the posts.
Yeah.
Somebody explained that to me once, and I forgot why it's exactly that way. But, you know, for a while, South Florida was like that. They were building it up, but every once in a while, in the midst of all these developments, there'd be a cow farm.
Mm-hmm.
And all the farmer was doing was waiting for the...
just the right offer.
The big jackpot. Most of that land is now
It's the same thing. You know, if you go down Pike Road now, you see all these beautiful homes that have come up, and that was all just land.
We looked out there when we were house hunting.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is how this 108 thing is sitting there, and it's usable in some respects, and you can't get on it in others. I don't understand that. How's that? That's been around for, like, since I've been here, I think.
What's that now?
108,
Pike Road.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Weird. Finish it, would you guys? I mean, it's ridiculous. You got overgrown entrance ramps that you can't use, yet if you're coming from the waters, where I go every once in a while, you can take it, this expressway thing, to connect to 85.
Mm-hmm.
Waters is an interesting area, too. I like the throwback look to it, but you got to drive a long way to get groceries and stuff like that. But, hey, if it's the right house, you do it. 444 is the time. We've got Fox Business coming up. It was all good news. Your local news and Rich's forecast next.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. A traffic alert to pass along CSX has closed Terminal Road from Day Street Road to Mobile Road to allow crews to resurface the tracks. Officials anticipate this portion of Terminal Road will reopen early Tuesday. The vehicle of a missing Auburn College student was found in Montgomery Friday night. Authorities say Anaya Blanchard's Honda CRV was found at the Park Place Apartments off Atlanta Highway. The 19-year-old was reported missing last Thursday. Police say the vehicle is damaged, but as of now, there are no signs of foul play. If you have any information, call Auburn Police. Montgomery residents now have a new sports bar and restaurant. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway, opened its doors to the public today. The restaurant will serve a variety of Cajun foods along with burgers and chicken. The new business will provide at least 200 jobs to Montgomery. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. More weather changes are on the way as a series of disturbances move this way. For tonight, cloudy. Periods of light rain developing by later on tonight. Overnight low temperatures 62. Tomorrow, good chance of showers around from time to time. High 75. Wednesday and Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, and that will continue through Halloween night as a cold front moves through the state. Then much cooler air Friday as we begin the first weekend in November. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery starting Friday, November 1st and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. On Friday, November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks finishing in the green with the S&P 500 closing at a record high as corporate earnings continue to top expectations and investors are optimistic about a U.S.-China trade deal. With the Dow rising 133 points, the Nasdaq up 83, S&P 500 up 17. And shares of Beyond Meat falling after hours despite an earnings report that showed the company's first quarterly profit in its history. Beyond Meat also increasing its annual revenue forecast for the second consecutive quarter. However, it faces increased competition from traditional food companies. But the maker of plant-based meats continues to ink deals with restaurant chains. And Alphabet reporting earnings missing Wall Street expectations, hit by aggressive spending by its Google unit. Its shares are down 1% in after-hours trading. The company has reportedly made an offer to acquire smartwatch company Fitbit. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's that time to trick or treat. Got my pumpkin bucket here. Give me something good to eat. Don't want candy corn this year. You are dressed up as a corpse, trying to hand me popcorn balls. I'm gonna TP your front porch. This crap doesn't work at all. You can keep your circus peanuts. Don't want cowtails at all. Choke on your Necco wafers. I want real candy bars. Don't want your breakers. Rock hard bit of honey. I'd rather die than eat black licorice. No good in plenties. Keep your wax lips because I want giant Snickers and Twix.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV at 4:50. It's Greg with Larry Stevens riding shotgun. Seth Spotlow just joined the band. And about 5:10, Brett McDonald will kick in. We had a great day in the markets. We'll find out what was behind all the... You think about how the financial condition of this country has not just improved, but become one of the strongest economies in our history. And all we hear, impeach, impeach, impeach. They've got nobody. They've got nobody that is going to beat Trump. They have Elizabeth Warren, who is the vocal cure for priapism, and that's about it. And they just get crazier by the day. They are absolutely, totally freaking crazy. Bipartisan means nothing. I didn't think too much of it at the time, but allowing the Democrats to regain control of Congress was a bad thing. They've wasted 3 years with one hoax after the other, and I'm just hoping people see through it. And these others that are complaining, what kind of a country do you want to live in, people? It's scary.
We were having a trunk or treat last night at our little church, and, mm-hmm. and there was one of the kids there had a Pocahontas outfit on. And so they said, well, oh, you're Pocahontas. I said, no, that's Elizabeth Warren.
And you know what's stunning? She goes and has a DNA test that says 1,024th Native American, and that's a big maybe. That's statistically, it's non-existent. And just goes right on.
Well, what about the lie about the school job that she was teaching?
Oh, yeah.
Special ed teacher. She was never qualified. She was an assistant or something. And the principal fires her because she gets pregnant. And then they've got her on video saying, well, she had quit.
Yeah.
You know, and that and talking about how she'd been an assistant. Complete out-and-out fabrication with just a kernel of some truth maybe in there. She did work with some special ed kids. And how does she get away with that? How do you tell those kind of lies and then nobody calls you on it?
Because she's a Democrat and they don't care. The bigger the lie, the better. Hilarious tweet from my friend Don Serber in West Virginia.
Hey. I grew up near West Virginia.
He created a fake Twitter account for Abu al-Baghdadi, and the tweet from Abu al-Baghdadi, this, presuming this is May before he was blown to smithereens, mm-hmm. I have information that will lead to the arrest and prosecution of Hillary Clinton. That appeared on Reddit, the Donald. But nope. The headlines, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, austere religious scholar at helm of Islamic State, dies at 48. We should be celebrating that. The Islamic State wants us all dead. The Post, an alleged American newspaper. Then they followed that, after they got ridiculed for that, the next headline said, Baghdadi's death underscores what we've lost by abandoning Syria's Kurds. Really? And then they went and they got the number two guy today in that whole thing. It's just mind-boggling. And I think the biggest part of it is they can't deal with the fact that he isn't one of them, that he's come in and kicked butt. And that's with some resistance from alleged Republicans, too. You give the Democrats credit. They may be crazy, but they stick together. And
I don't care which one of those candidates gets to be candidate for president. They're going to be supporting their candidate.
Yeah.
There's not going to be any of this backstabbing and stuff off. I just don't believe it. That's not the way they operate. But it seems like as soon as Trump was the candidate,
they went nuts.
You had these idiots stepping out who's supposed to have been in the Republican Party. What? I don't get it.
And now at last, it looks like there are going to be indictments because the level of lunacy got bumped up after the word broke that Durham has made his investigation criminal. Mm-hmm. So Clapper, Brennan, Comey, all of these liars.
Comey's moving to New Zealand.
Yeah, well, I don't know if we have an American prison there, but I think that's where he's going to end up.
Be a good place for him.
They broke the law right and left. Mm-hmm. And I've never thought I'd see the day in American history where a president is denied his constitutional rights. Mm-hmm. But we can't wait to bend over and give them to illegal aliens and others that really aren't entitled to that kind of treatment. But Trump seems to relish it, roll with it. You know, it builds his base. 93% of Republican voters are excited to go out and vote for him again. That's an enthusiasm level compared to 60%+ of Democrats. That's what's going to make the difference, unless something unforeseen changes between now and then.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. It's been great to have you in with us this afternoon.
Thank you. I'm going to head home, and I'm about to get hungry.
And say hi.
Yeah.
To the bride. She's such a great lady.
She was hanging out at the house. I think she was listening to us, so.
Oh, well.
Hi, Sarah.
Yeah.
Hi, Sarah, and we'll be out to see you guys soon, I hope.
We need to get together again soon. Yeah. We haven't done that in a while.
It's always a good time. You know what's funny is we get together and we just tell radio stories, and all the times we've done this, we've never had a repeat.
We've all got so many.
Yeah. And our wonderful wives, God bless them, just let us go at it. It's great.
Sit there and roll their eyes, you know.
And thanks to those who called up with the Larry Stevens memories today, too. That was
always
a lot of fun.
Always fun to hear them. Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys.
You take care, Larry. 456. There are solutions to improve your life, your health, and well-being at your CBD store. Not just for you, but for your pets as well. Dogs that have suffered from arthritis or anxiety have found the CBD treats to be just the right thing, not only to ease the pain, but to allow the dog to rest, not be worried if your dog reacts to bad weather. These are ideal because they do work. Janelle's dog has had some arthritis in the hind legs and has had great result with the dog's mobility since I sent her a bottle of the dog treats. But you can use CBD products in so many ways, from topical creams for pain, soft gel capsules, gummies, water solubles. This is all natural. Cannabis oil, better known as CBD, is a compound found in industrial hemp plants that offers numerous benefits, and it also interacts with the cannabis oils that we naturally produce. So it's very effective. If you'd like to find out more about these products and how they can help you, visit your CBD store, 8852 Mini Brown Road. Just take Chantilly Parkway to the Bojangles, turn south, make your first left, your first right, the right across from Adams Drugs, Renfro's, in that plaza. Your CBD store, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy this afternoon on the Eastern Boulevard, especially at Troy Highway. Also, East South Boulevard, Norman Bridge, past 331 to 65. I-65 and 85, busy through downtown. We have a lot of traffic on 231 to Wetumpka. Congressman Dickinson Drive, Atlanta Highway outbound is busy. And officially, we still have on the books that accident at Taylor Road and I-85, but we're not seeing much of a backup there now. Just use caution if you're on Taylor headed to I-85. Stay with us. We'll keep you updated on traffic all afternoon long. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhart Toyota. Reinhart Toyota, now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When you're ready to retire your car, van, or pickup truck, as in tires, Don Duncan